You know, but they'll take what he says. They'll take what any pastor says at this conference, and they'll say, see, those people are being violent. They hate Jews, and they hate homosexuals, and they hate X, Y, and Z. It's violence just because we're passing judgment. Churches even speak about it in a negative light. Obviously, we expect the unsaved to not understand what we're talking about, to hate what we're saying. But you know, when you have so-called churches and Christians who get up and criticize us for preaching the word of God that they claim to believe, you got yourself a problem there. The truth is, judgment is a necessary virtue for Christians, churches, and even a nation. Go with me, if you would, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. The Bible repeatedly emphasizes the importance of judging. And let me say this. When I say judgment, or when the Bible talks about judgment, a simple way to understand this word is just means to discern. To be able to discern between good and evil, that which is holy and profane, that which is clean and unclean. The Bible tells us, you're in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I'm going to read to you from Proverbs 21, verse 15. It says this, it is a joy to the just to do judgment. But destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. Psalm 37, verse 30 says, the mouth of the righteous speaketh wisdom, and his tongue talketh of judgment. Ezekiel 44, 23 says, and they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane, and cause them to discern between unclean and the clean. By the way, you know, you think of King Solomon in the Old Testament. One of the most profound prayers that we see in the Old Testament is Solomon asking for wisdom, for what? To judge his people. You know, it's interesting. He asks God for wisdom to judge the people of God. I didn't hear God say, whoa, you're judging. Why are you doing that? You know, hey, judge not lest ye be judged. King Solomon. No, and in fact, he not only gives them wisdom, you know, to be able to judge, but he even gives them riches, honor, and everything he didn't ask for, because that's exactly what God wants us to ask for. Amen. He wants us to go to him in prayer and say, Lord, help me to judge righteously. Help me to know the difference between right and wrong, to know what is pleasing in your sight, to know what is filthy and perverse, the things that you hate so that I can hate it too. Amen. That's what he wants from us. He doesn't want people to just, you know, oh, I'm just going to accept every Tom, Dick, and Harry and every false ideology out there. I don't want to be controversial. That's not a person of judgment. King Solomon asked for judgment, and God gave him wisdom to be able to judge matters. Think about what kind of nation we would have if there was no judgment at all. Oh, wait, we live in that nation, huh? You would basically have every man doing that which is right in their own eyes, which is pretty much what we have today. If there's no standard of right and wrong, they begin to blend it. Morality becomes relative, and evil men begin to bear rule, and the innocent are violated. And look, you don't have to look far to see some of this stuff. Just go on TikTok. Don't go on TikTok, but, you know, it takes one video from TikTok to know how stupid this world is. How wicked and perverse and disgusting this world really is. Why is it important for Christians to learn how to judge? Well, look what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 1. Here in 1 Corinthians 6, of course, the Corinthian church had a lot of problems. They had doctrinal issues. They had problems between brethren. They had sin in the church taking place. And the Apostle Paul saw it fit to write two letters, you know, to address all these issues. And in particular, we see in 1 Corinthians 6 that essentially, brothers were suing each other. They were going to the unsaved to sue each other for some quarrel that they had, okay? And he's rebuking them for this, and he says in verse number 1, dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? So again, apparently we see here that we have brethren who, you know, they have some financial quarrel, whatever it may have been, and they're going to law. In other words, they're going to some judge that's not saved to settle their conflict that they have. And he's saying you're going before some unsaved person who doesn't know the word of God, and you're refusing to go before the saints, referring to saved people. He says in verse number 2, do you not know that the saints, listen to this, shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Now, what is he referring to when he says that we, or Christians, Bible-believing Christians, saved people, that they shall judge the world. Well, I believe this is referring to the millennial reign. Okay, because if you study the Bible, you see that the millennial reign, referring to the day, the time where Jesus Christ begins to rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years physically, the Bible tells us that the government shall be upon his shoulders. And the Bible tells us that, you know, he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, the same shall rule the nations with a rod of iron. They're going to rule the nations. They're going to judge the nations. Some will be given 10 cities, some 5 cities to bear rule over. And essentially, regenerated believers during that time are going to be given the privilege to judge people on this world. And to essentially help people resolve conflicts and tell them what the Word of God says and resolve issues in that manner. And he's basically telling them, don't you know that at the end of the world, during the millennial reign, you're going to be judging nations. So are you trying to tell me that you can't resolve a little conflict with your brother in church, but you expect to be placed in a position of leadership and authority in the millennial reign? Where you're supposed to judge multitudes of individuals, you're used to, you know, bear rule and rule the nations with the rod of iron, but you can't even forgive your brother. You can't even defraud yourself. You can't even get rid of, you know, the little sins that people have or whatever it may be. You can't judge the smallest of matters, but yet you expect to be a judge in the millennial reign. He's rebuking them for this. He says in verse number 3, know ye not that we shall judge angels? How much more things pertaining to this life? If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are the least esteemed in the church. What does he mean by that? He's saying, look, you're better off asking some brother in Christ who's read the Bible once how to resolve an issue than going before some unjust person in the court system who doesn't love God, doesn't love the Word of God, who's going to pervert judgment, who doesn't care about equity. He only cares about getting paid. You have, you know, a greater chance to resolve things biblically if you just go to a brother who's the least esteemed in the church. He says in verse number 5, I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? Are all of you stupid? Is there not like just a little bit of wisdom in this church? I'm not talking about this church. I'm talking about the Corinthians. Is there not any wisdom in this church that you guys can't just resolve these small issues, these small matters? I speak this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren. But brother goeth to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. So what does the Bible tell us here? The Bible doesn't teach us, don't judge at all. Don't judge anything. Don't judge anybody. Don't, you know, pass judgment on them. Don't be mean to people. Don't call out people for their sins. Don't call out people for their stupid ideologies. Don't opinionate on certain situations. He's saying you should actually be able to judge of the smallest matters. Right, yeah. Why? Because these are like the precursors before we go into the millennial reign.